The paintings, drawings, and photographs in this exhibition at a Johannesburg gallery all have one thing in common. They depict people with albinism, as portrayed by artists with albinism, like Athonkosi Kwenana.
My self-portraits basically looked at ideas of power. They told my stories of living with albinism.
Albinism is a rare genetic condition caused by a lack of melanin. Skin and hair lacks pigmentation, and those with the condition often suffer from poor eyesight. But as rights advocate Mpho Chape explains, the condition is often misunderstood in South Africa, where racial tensions still prevail.
You are white but not white enough to be white, black but not black enough to be black. So you are always in that space.
In Africa, myths abound about albinism, often spread by traditional healers. They are kidnapped and mutilated for their body parts for use in traditional medicine. Some people even believe they can cure HIV/AIDS by having sex with a person with albinism.
We are either good luck and they can, you know, take our body parts, or they can kill us because they say we are bad luck. But either way, we get killed.
That was Abongile Kantine, a disability inclusion consultant who works on challenging these misconceptions. Members of Gen Z are also trying to portray albinism in a different light. These are some of the members of the A Squad, a group of social media influencers who met at a school for visually impaired children. Here's A Squad member Ramon Malatse.
When we decided to open an account just to de-stress from our exams, because we've always loved making TikToks, so we decided, why not just make a TikTok account just for fun? And we didn't expect the video to get much views.
But to their surprise, it went viral. And videos of them dancing to amapiano music have now had over 50 million views. And their videos are opening doors. The A Squad recently did a fashion shoot for a well-known South African designer. The comments haven't always been kind, but Ramon says she and her friends are undeterred by the trolls. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.